You sit there and you thump your Bible and you say your prayers and it didn't get you anywhere. You talk about your Psalms, you talk about your John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whooped your ass. I don't care what the card says. You're listening to Take Two Takedown with your host John and Craig. And that's the bottom line, because Stone's Cold said so. Give me a hell yeah.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Take Two Takedown episode 12.
12.
12. We are, like, in double digits now.
I know. We've made it into a whole another calendar year.
Dedicated, motivated, and... let's be honest, not educated.
Not educated at all.
Not at all. But we want to tell everybody, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your holidays. We did take a week off. We had to shut down the machine, take a little less time.
Right. You know, sometimes we have to spend our own personal time together so we can grow as a hosting duo.
I mean, our festival of friendship have turned back into family.
Yes. It's so beautiful.
So we're good. But we wanted to wish all of our listeners, the one of you, you know, happy holidays. Hope it was good for you. Hope you got that present you wanted.
Hopefully. If you didn't, then you can always go to the Amazon tab on take2podcast.com and buy it for yourself.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. We get a little kickback, a little taste. Remember, we're using that money to buy wrestling action figures for underprivileged kids.
Right, exactly. And who doesn't love kids?
Yeah. And with that, if you are a new follower listener, we want to thank you for joining us. We have a big announcement.
Big announcement.
If you want to follow us, you can hit us at Take2Takedown. That's T-O-O for two, just one word, Take2Takedown. But our big announcement is this. We have an official mailbag waiting for you to just inundate us with all the wrestling questions you would have for your two hosts, Craig and John.
Exactly. A true mailbag segment that we will start with our next episode with the inundation of emails I'm sure we will get this week.
It's going to be a huge influx. We're like celebrities in our own mind.
Right, exactly. I mean, we're going to have to add at least 10 to 15 seconds every episode to talk about all the letters we're going to get.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of time.
But it is the triple teabag at gmail.com. That's triple spelt out, the letter T, bag at gmail.com. You can send us any question you may have.
Anything about wrestling, about us,
about life in general, if you need some pointers.
Right. If you need advice anywhere, you know, in your home, in your relationship, maybe in the bedroom.
Ooh, in the boudoir.
We are here to help you.
We are grizzled seasoned veterans of all things living.
All things living, including wrestling, if you want to talk about that too. But, you know, whatever.
I mean, it is a wrestling show, but what do we care? We're here for you.
We are here for you. The fans to help you out. We're basically the love line of wrestling podcasts.
God, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Did that just come?
That just came to me. That should be our new tagline, right?
The love line
of wrestling podcasts. Yeah.
I think I need a t-shirt with that.
Consider it done.
I could just
t-shirts
see, like,
2018.
I could just see like the Heart Foundation hearts in black and pink.
Right.
With the love line of wrestling podcasts.
I love it. This is genius. This is where our best ideas come from is... when we're not planning anything.
Just spouting off at
just
the mouth.
Just spouting off shit.
Yep, just free-flowing shit.
Speaking of spouting off shit.
We're going to talk about the Christmas
SmackDown
episodes.
Christmas.
All right, so you and I both knew when we took the time off. We looked at WWE giving us the present of Raw and SmackDown over the holiday.
Right.
They went ahead and said, hey, first hour uninterrupted, no commercials. Let's be honest, nobody's really watching TV at that time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a parent, you're putting batteries in whatever frickin' toy your kid got.
Yes,
if you're a kid,
exactly.
You're playing with whatever toys your parents just put batteries in. But end all be all, they were placeholder shows. They were good. But thank you, Vince McMahon. You gave us a little something.
You knew he had to make it worthwhile to watch the Christmas episode.
So the very first hour, we get a little smack on Twitter you can't do the
you
no see me on the
can't
mic.
See me podcast listeners as
no,
I do it
but they what? Can't see you
what I don't understand
anyway John Cena comes out so we know he's taking the whole first hour
at
overall.
Minimum at minimum.
And he's up against Elias, and he plays into the whole Elias coming out and singing. And he's like, hey, don't disrespect the fans. This is a great place to be on
Go
Christmas.
Go, Chicago!
Yay! And then they wrestle, and he lays Elias out. And,
right.
But I love what they're doing with Elias. Like, he's like, I went a whole hour with Cena, and look at me now. And then he gets laid out the next time, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
they're doing something with him, at least.
Yeah, I kind of like they're picking up Elias. Mm-hmm. And then they had some other matches. The only big turn here was we've got new tag team
champions.
Yeah.
I will admit, we discussed, I think we discussed via text message. I don't know what we talk about text message anymore because we pretty much text each other all the time.
It's a whole minutia of shit.
But I believe we talked about if they were going to exchange any belts, if they were going to switch any belts on the Christmas episode just to make it worthwhile. And they actually did. And they gave it to a team which I would not have predicted 2 months ago, a month ago, 3 weeks ago.
I mean, okay, so Dean Ambrose goes out with the injury.
Right, for 9 months.
Yeah, and I mean, they've got to do something. So you got, you know, he's good in the ring, but I just, I hate this whiny bitch he's becoming. He's like the heel, mm-hmm. but not the heel. And I mean,
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, the Jason Jordan, Seth Rollins, like, partnership, I mean, I can see it. Like, it obviously, it works for what they need at this exact moment. I don't really understand if Seth's going to be like a mentor to him or like what they're going,
I mean,
how they're going to use him. Because at the end, Jordan actually is the one who makes the pin
right.
and wins. And no one, I think, is as surprised as Seth Rollins is that this happens.
No, but I kind of see it. Because let's be honest, Seth Rollins has been a nobody in 2017.
Right.
Like he's
been wandering,
Slayer.
Trying to figure out.
They don't have a developed character. It's just, it's Seth Rollins, and we love Seth Rollins, but where is he going? Where's his storyline taking him?
And so now that it can't be The Shield anymore, with Dean Ambrose out for 9 months.
Let's go ahead and talk about The Shield. Like, The Shield comes out, and it's that pop we wanted. It brings more interest into all three of the characters, especially, you know, bolstering Roman Reigns.
Right.
Mm. But, I mean, end all be all, it was a fizzle of a start.
Mm-hmm.
Lamented by Roman Reigns being sick, now Dean Ambrose being out. It's like, good idea, wrong time.
Right, exactly. They couldn't, the timing didn't work out, the exigent circumstances of Roman Reigns getting the clap or whatever it was that he had. And, you know.
From Bray Wyatt.
Right, from Bray Wyatt. You know, and then apparently Dean Ambrose has actually been injured with this triceps tear for a while. Like,
and then it was just set off, I guess, right. by the jump from Seth Rollins.
Yeah. But So I mean, it's interesting. I do know that if I ever see Jason Jordan come out in a tack vest to Shield music, I'm done.
Like, The Shield has been put over.
Right.
It's jumped the shark.
Right.
I'm done.
You already had Grandpa walking out in tack vest for.
So, yeah.
You can't have grandson walking out.
Like. No. So what I'm looking at is kind of like what you said. I'd like to see if they let Seth Rollins kind of have that. Hey, you're no Dean Ambrose. You know, Jason Jordan's already pulled the I know I'm better.
Right. Right.
So my prediction going forward, looking at the whole Shield Jason Jordan story thing, is they work well as a team. Seth comes around as the mentor, like you said. And then when Dean's ready to come back, he comes back heel. He takes out Jason Jordan. Mm-hmm.
Then do Seth and Dean have something?
Yeah, now I kind of look at it as like, you know, this is the time that they can turn Dean. He comes back heel. He's like, all right, I'm taking out Jason Jordan. I'm taking my spot back with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, they maybe lose the titles.
Right, right.
And he turns on Seth and he says, hey, listen, you've changed. You've gotten to be more with Jason than me.
Right, right. You're with Kurt Angle. And,
yeah, I'm going Lunatic Fringe all the way. It's going to be all about Dean. And
I like it.
And Renee.
Mm-hmm. Well, we love us some Renee.
Yeah, we do love some Renee.
We love us some Renee.
But, so, I mean, it's better than the other. Like, who else were you going to put with Seth Rollins to hold that place?
That is true. I mean, you know, but it's a huge bolster for Jason Jordan. I mean,
I agree. It's a big carry for Jason Jordan. Mm-hmm. And the talent in the ring alone for him can carry him through.
Yes. I hope his storyline goes somewhere else besides this little whiny.
So it's working right now.
Right.
in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be like, I'm tired of this crap.
Right. Exactly.
I'm done.
Exactly.
So, and then the other thing I'm really tired of, and we keep talking about, I've been tired since day one, is this woke and Matt Hardy thing.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is the greatest thing to ever happen.
Oh my God. You take Bray Wyatt and he's coming out with like these deep, you know, mental things.
Right.
Where,
right.
And then you get this quirky guy.
Yes. Yes. Hey, exactly.
He sounds like a goat.
Yep. And it's amazing.
Not Chris Jericho goat.
No,
of all time.
Right. No. Actual physical goat.
Actual, like, Billy goat.
Right, right.
Chewing its cud.
It's definitely, like, I worry that they went so far with it so quickly. Like, this wasn't, if you know of the broken Matt Hardy shtick that he had, like, that sort of makes sense, you know, where he's going. But this whole thing just sort of, we went from regular Matt Hardy to now this broken/woken Matt Hardy, like, instantly, and now he's never going back.
But, I mean, the whole woken Matt Hardy shtick, he's just getting, like, they pushed it over PG so much that there is no edge to it.
Right.
So
right.
It's just dumb.
It's just, it's
like,
it takes some, it's an acquired taste.
It's a Hello Kitty doll.
Not Hello Kitty. It's, I would say
it's Smurf figures.
It's not that vanilla.
It's like a My Little Pony.
Maybe, no. Maybe like a Teen Titans.
No.
Or like a Ben 10.
No. That would be New Day. All right?
No, New Day is like Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, give me that.
I mean, they just have to be, right?
All right.
Anyway,
I'll give you that.
But let's get into current Raw. Let's get into what happened on Raw this week.
All right, let's go.
All right.
Let's do this.
There was more Bray.
Yeah.
You know, he actually fought somebody besides Matt Hardy.
Hey, he went against Titus Worldwide. Yes, you know? I did the hand motion.
He did.
And I'm going to say this, Dana Brooke with the little glasses and the little jacket. I mean, the hooker heels were nice, but pretty goddamn beautiful.
I mean, there's places on the internet you can go and see people like Titus and Dana Brooke together.
What?
I'm not saying that's what I thought of.
I don't know of what you speak.
that's not what I thought of at all, but that's what I thought of.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it right now.
We'll be right back.
Anyway, so I like it. See, I don't think they're using Apollo Crews as well. I mean, like,
no,
his talent is astronomical.
Right, his in-ring talent is great.
He's so watered down and played down now. I just keep thinking WWE is either at that point where they don't know what to do with him because he's so talented.
Which happens way too often with people.
Or they're submarining him so that they could have a huge pop later on in the year. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what I always usually kind of hope for, but sometimes that pans out. Sometimes it just doesn't. Sometimes people just fizzle away and,
they turn into
Heath Slater and Rhino, and then all of a sudden they just disappear. And then they're just back again.
They're just the named local wrestlers.
Right.
So, well, welcome to the fold, Brazongo.
Right.
Oh, I'm horrible. So we get Bray Wyatt, and at the very end of the match, when he beats Apollo Crews, you hear the... Just stop.
It's so flat.
You know what? Screw you. What about that match between Jason Jordan and Cesaro?
I mean, Jason Jordan always looks good in ring. Like, I actually enjoyed that match. The problem I have with Jason Jordan and his storyline is I don't really like the whiny storyline, but he does it so well. Like, it's one of the things, like, I can't be mad at him because he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, which is making me mad at him.
He's good.
You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Like, you and I talk about how much we love Rusev because he sells.
Right, right.
And, I mean, I'm going to put it out there. As much as I hate the character, like, Jason Jordan sells.
He does what he's trying to do with that character, which is make everybody annoyed with him, which is make everybody be like, he's a whiny bitch.
But like, in the ring, I mean, like, the whole match was Cesaro just taking out his left knee, and he's selling it, and I'm like, I hate your character, but
you
got me. Like, I'm in the match, and it's a good match. Anything with Cesaro is always a good
match. Anything with Cesaro is good. Cesaro somehow has the strength of 30 men and can just lift up anybody.
So my problem with Raw in general is this. Name outside of the bar and Seth Rollins and whoever his partner is, name another tag team in Raw. I rest my case.
Yeah.
I mean, they're there, but yeah. Who the hell are they, and does anybody care?
Mistourage.
Who the hell are they, and does anybody care? The Mistourage is the Mistourage.
Right.
They're not a true tag team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there is nothing else.
Yeah.
It's just those two teams. Come on. Like, you go to SmackDown, and it is like a well-developed
yes.
Tag team competition, and you have teams in there that are interchangeable. You can take one and put them over the other, and it works. You ain't got that in Raw.
No, you don't. You don't.
Raw is just big, beefy bodies.
Yeah. Mm.
So
I feel like there's the storyline of Raw is still Vince McMahon's.
Yeah.
Like, he controls that. He has the huge bodies, the blonde-haired, you know, females. Like, that is who Vince wants and has always wanted for years, you know, to be the face of Raw is John Cena, basically.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You know, and SmackDown's still, just a little brother that's still kind of, it's basically Shane McMahon.
Yeah, but, you know, in all honesty, though, I get it. I like the definition. I like the cut there.
I do.
Mm-hmm. You know, because I want to watch one for the other. And, like, you know, I'll watch NXT for the, like, JV squad and see the up-and-comers and see what's going to come of it. But, so, I thought that the Jason Jordan Cesaro match was probably the best match of the night.
I'd probably agree with that.
And I mean, competing with it would have been the Roman Reigns, which kills me because I am not a Roman Reigns.
I know you're not. Samoa Joe. And the fact that I get to watch you say this live makes me feel better.
Like, I don't have anything against Roman Reigns, and I really feel he's getting that pop and he's getting over again with the crowd. And I mean, like, there's buy-in with the crowd now in WWE with him where they're chanting when they need a chant for him. They're booing when Samoa Joe's out there.
Right.
So you can see the crowd is behind him. And, you know, Vince has probably got a huge erection, just like,
huge.
My boy finally is right. Getting it.
Exactly. But they have gone with so many peaks and valleys with Roman Reigns of crowd loving him and crowd hating him. Like, if they push Reigns too hard,
don't push.
Then that's when the crowd fights back. They're not stupid wrestling fans anymore.
I know. Like, but yeah. So now take the time.
Yes, exactly.
Let it build.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the feud with Samoa Joe. I think it's ended though. I think this is it.
I think it has. And I mean, I love Samoa Joe. Samoa Joe, who, you know, I knew of him. Like, I am not as much into NXT as you are. You know, but I knew of him. I'd watched a few matches with him, but he is fucking awesome on the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he is great on the mic. I love when he's doing anything on the mic. Like,
he is your consummate thug bad guy.
Yes, exactly.
He is what you want your bad person to be. And he plays it well.
He does. And I don't believe it was this one. I think it was actually the Christmas episode where my favorite thing with Samoa Joe was when he was being interviewed by Renee Young and talks about how he hurt Dean Ambrose, so now we can spend holidays with his family and loved ones, and just stares at Renee, knowing that they're married.
Renee's got to work.
Renee's got to keep working. Like, oh, that is perfect Samoa Joe, like, mic technique. Like, that's what I love about him, which I think is good against somebody like Roman Reigns, who has never been strong on the mic. Like, that's never been his thing.
No.
Like, and I don't know how you're gonna change that. Like,
all right. So I'm gonna take three matches and roll them into one commentary.
Okay, let's go. All
right. So Alexa Bliss versus Asuka.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Asuka obviously is going to win. She's not going to lose.
No.
We try to figure it out. She wins with an armbar. We know it wasn't for the belt. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about this is the little backstory. Alexa Bliss is like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? She goes to Nia Jax. Nia Jax is like, I'm sorry, Enzo's in the hospital. Right. I got to bring him this chicken soup.
Which is great.
And you just, like, is this the precursor to the demise of 5 Feet of Fury? I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then we have the Strowman-Rhino Heath Slater match where
Rhino came out of nowhere. Like, they came on last week on Raw, and now they're here this week. Like, where have they been for 6 months?
But Rhino's like, I'm going to show you how to be tough. We're going to take on Strowman. They call him out. He comes out and proceeds to plant both of them in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. It's like the Asuka armbar.
Yeah.
All right. And then, you know, Brock Lesnar and Kane, I know it's the end. It's supposed to be the huge pop, the draw to get you in next week. We knew what was going to happen. They were going to fight. It was a good fight. I liked it.
I mean, Brock got choke slammed.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
It's everything you expected. Like, all three of those matches were everything you expected.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There was nothing surprising about those.
The big surprise for me, the Good Brothers and Finn Balor are back. We've got...
Finally?
Three-fourths of the Bullet Club.
Exactly.
At WWE. Now, I'm sure it's going to be the Balor Club. And you know, who's going to be that fourth member, and are they going to let it grow? Are they going to let it be something?
I hope so. I hope that they're not doing this as sort of a filler because of everything that's sort of happened with S.H.I.E.L.D. And they're just sort of building this up to replace it, and they're going to push it too hard like they did with S.H.I.E.L.D.
So I like the fact that now we have a good tag team, Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson. You have a good tag team, but they were just being pushed down. They're running around going nerds to everybody. I'm like, fucking 1980s movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, you're wasting talent. And now they put him with Balor. Now you got some validity again.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let him be the hardcore club and go out there and kick some ass again and be good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and the other thing that's coming around is the Revival is back.
I didn't see that coming either.
So hopefully they stay healthy for once.
Mm-hmm.
But with the Revival being back, you know, we were talking about tag teams earlier in Raw. You have the talent there. Build it.
Yeah.
Let it grow.
Let it grow.
Let
exactly.
it get some legs. And, you know, redevelop that tag team within Raw, that tag team competition within Raw, so that it grows.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckers.
Fuckers. Fuckers. And then... one of the surprises, I will admit, I did not see coming. I don't know if you know, because you follow more of it, the backstory, but Goldust is back.
Goldust never left, okay? And with
Enzo... Goldust was selling his old uniforms on Twitter.
So
I thought he was gone.
So Goldust has a legendary contract, which means he is under contract with the WWE for as long as he's willing and they need him.
Mm-hmm.
With that, it means he has to make appearances at a certain rate. So he's not like a Rock or a Stone Cold where they're getting paid $11 million to do three appearances.
Right, right. He's getting a couple grand to show up.
But the thing with Goldust is Enzo Amore is really in the hospital with the flu.
Right.
Like, he is legit sick.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, he was supposed to have a title match with Cedric Alexander. And all of a sudden, that thing fell through, like, that day.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what can we do? So you bring in the Zoe Train, which is a good, I mean, I like them. I am slowly becoming a Golak fan. Like, not only can he wrestle, but the character he plays is entertaining to me.
Yes. I am actually, I will admit, enjoying some 205 Live stuff now because of Zoe Train.
Like, I'm getting a little more on board with it.
Mm-hmm.
But so they needed a filler. Goldust was available. He's like, I got some face paint and a plastic leotard. I'm ready to go.
This one didn't sell on eBay. I'm ready to go.
So he wrestles with Cedric, and I like that they brought him back to his old style. He's a little cutthroat, a little mean. I liked it.
But I always love Goldust.
Yeah.
I think even before the show, because I'll be honest, I don't think he's been on TV since we started doing this show.
Well, he had the thing with R-Truth, and then I think he died.
Yeah.
And then they laid the Undertaker. He sat up in the middle of the ring, and he's like, you need me?
You need me? I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go, bitch.
But I know we both enjoy Goldust, because Goldust is like our age.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and freely admits it. Like,
yeah.
Like, he doesn't try and pretend like he's younger, like Undertaker or Kane.
His favorite, like, he's like his dad. His dad came out, and he's just fat and happy, and he would wrestle
whatever you want me to do.
Goofy-ass self, and now he's like, Goldust is like, he's wearing the Spanx bodysuit, but it's not helping.
It should not help at all.
And his hair's not gold anymore.
No,
it's white. Won't give it away.
Yep.
But we love you, Goldie.
We love you, Goldie.
So good on you. You and Cedric win the match. It was good times.
It was. So then we can get into SmackDown.
Let's talk about SmackDown.
All right, let's talk about SmackDown. I'm enjoying the Bryant, you know, McMahon sort of tension, you know, that's going on. Like, I hope that this goes somewhere and leads to something. I don't know what it's going to lead to. I don't know if this is going to be one of them leaving or what, but, like, I enjoy it, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, I find it interesting because it's something that's – this is finally something that is not happening on Raw. Like, Raw does it. SmackDown's doing something completely different than Raw is, which I feel a lot of times whatever happened on Raw, pretty much the same thing happened on
it's
SmackDown.
It's mirrored.
You know, like, yeah. Oh, Ascension comes out. Oh, look, the Riot Squad's here. Like, it's just sort of a lot of mirrored stuff. This is something right, that's not
out
happening.
Out of the two, let's be honest, Ascension.
Oh, Ascension is by far better.
Absolution.
Absolution, sorry.
Ascension is a tag team.
Ascension's a tag team. You're right. You're so
Absolution.
Smart.
Absolution comes out. And talking about mirroring, Raw and SmackDown are putting in these little vignettes of women declaring themselves and men declaring themselves for the Royal Rumbles. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Can they be any more scripted? Like, you have Paige and the Ascension out there. We are here Absolution. To make a state. God, no, you got me doing it. Anyway, we are here to make a statement. We're going to take over. So I am willingly letting everybody know we are going to wrestle in the Royal Rumble. Thanks, Paige.
Thanks. We have multiple weeks of this coming up.
Oh, God. Just talk about cookie cutter, like reading off a cue card promos. You've got pretty much everyone announcing themselves for the Royal Rumble is just off a card.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Baron Corbin was, to me, one of the worst. I am ready. Oh, I can do it. And I will win. But what the fuck, Charlotte?
Yeah.
Like, she comes out and announces the Royal Rumble a couple weeks ago, and it was, like, super robotic.
Yes.
Now she comes out last night and calls out the Ascension when they're basically calling out the crowd, telling them they're all puppets.
Mm-hmm.
And she's basically standing up there like a mannequin going, you cannot do this. We shall thwart you. But let's talk about who we are later. Let's get into all the crap. So AJ, Shane, and Daniel Bryan are all discussing what happened last week. There's tension between Bryan and McMahon.
Mm.
We got the pot stewing.
Ooh.
Things are building.
It's exciting.
We already know that there's going to be a title match with Sami Zayn and AJ, and that's the capper for the night.
Mm.
We're all waiting and seeing what's going to happen. Kevin Owens is going to be in the corner. But what are you more excited about? The tension between, say, AJ and Sami Zayn, or the shit that they're building between McMahon and Bryan? Because what are you looking at? Like, me being a true mark, and let's define a mark. A mark in WWE is just a fan that will buy into everything.
Everything, which is pretty much us.
Yeah, so I am a true mark.
Mm.
So, yes, I look on Twitter, I follow Instagram and all that. Daniel Bryan, the, like, first of the year, you see him doing squats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With a full rack.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, does this mean he's coming back?
I know.
Does this mean he's coming?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some heated tension between him and McMahon. Does this mean he's coming back?
I'm getting so excited.
So I don't know, but I like the storyline that McMahon and Bryan are getting some heat, some tension on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm digging it.
I just hope it's going somewhere.
Well,
like,
even
that's
if it
what
doesn't go
about.
To Bryan wrestling McMahon, I want to see kind of like mom and dad break up a
yes.
little bit. I
mm-hmm.
want to see like a disruption, and I want to see how that plays into the wrestlers in SmackDown.
Exactly. Is there almost going to be different factions within the show?
Yeah.
Which I think would be awesome.
Like, I think that would be great. Let's see what happens. So
yeah.
I'm kind of liking this storyline. I'm kind of following it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about some of the other matches, and we'll end with the Zayn and Styles match
right.
and everything that went there.
The Benjables are there. The Benjables win!
But...
Oh.
Yeah.
So the Benjables are fighting the Usos for the belt. Benjables win, but... Oh, wait.
The wrong person.
They pinned the wrong person. The ref decides. They do it all again, and oh.
The Usos win.
The Usos win.
But I'm not... Like, when the Usos were the face-painting, everybody's best friend kind
right.
of Usos,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, these guys are played out. They
mm-hmm.
need to go away. They need to fizzle out. They come back hard.
Right.
They got the Uso Penitentiary. They
mm-hmm.
got everybody
New
on
day-ish.
Lockdown.
Mm-hmm. Or day one-ish. Sorry.
Day one-ish. Where are you?
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here doing a podcast.
All right. Sorry.
You need to take it down like three levels.
You need to take it down.
You stop.
You stop.
You wait. I'm doing it. Can't see me.
Can't see me.
Can't see. I will drop an elbow on you. I will come at you. I will do a haymaker. I will throw you against the ropes, get you with a clothesline, and then I will drop the atomic elbow a la Macho Man style on you. That's off the top ring. Just do...
Why do Why are you so angry?
I've got a lot of hate in my heart for this new year.
I feel that. I feel that.
All That's right. Okay. So if you want to keep playing, mister, it's coming.
Mister.
Mister. You know when I throw out the mister.
When I throw out the mister, I know it's serious.
Yeah, I mean.
That's like saying my full name.
Yep, and I won't.
No.
Mm-mm. No, you're not at that level.
Not yet.
You're just at a mister level.
Not yet.
So you need to bring it in.
You almost sound like you're going to beat me down like the Bludgeon Brothers beat down Breezango.
Jeez, they're just meat.
They really are.
So.
They didn't even wait till the bell rang. They just beat the shit out of them.
They just come in, eat them up, walk away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you and I at a buffet.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Golden Corral will not let us in the door.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the Bludgeon Brothers did a great job. And then one of my favorite matches, one of the funnest matches, I'll take that back, the funnest match of the night was Xavier Woods and Aiden English.
Yes, to get into this whole U.S. title tournament thing, which the best part about this is the whole Xavier Woods not finding out he's even in the tournament until he saw it on Twitter.
Yeah. And then he starts doing this Twitter campaign of, it's not a vote for me, it's a vote for three.
Right, yeah.
And I love Xavier Woods. Like,
he is.
Him and the New Day just keep coming up with new stuff to keep me interested. Yes. Like, I want to see what they do next.
Like, I guarantee you, if they come out with a shirt that says, a vote for me is a vote for three, I will buy that shirt.
I'm still waiting for my you flapped the wrong jack, sucker. I want that so bad. Like, I'm
with going, a unicorn just flipping pancakes on the front.
With an angry unicorn. Right, angry eyebrows. Unicorn. Just angry. Yes. New Day, you can use that idea. We won't trademark it or anything.
Nope.
Just if you make it, be kind enough to send us each a shirt. We wear our shirts like we live our life to excel.
Right. And let's be honest, so do most wrestling fans.
What? No.
How many small shirts do you think WWE shop sells?
You've got.
And how? What do you think sells more? Small, 4X.
All right. So you have your two groups. You have like your little kids and your fat kids. We would be the fat kids.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Then the little kids. So I don't think they sell like a lot of mediums.
No, not a lot of mediums.
Large is a questionable size.
Right, right.
XL, we're getting closer.
I'm going to guess big sellers, 2X to 4X are the big sellers.
Do you want
to
know what the biggest selling WWE t-shirt is right now?
Is it He Got Kids?
No, it's Rusev Day!
Rusev Day!
Rusev is getting so over on Rusev Day, and Aiden English is pumping it up. Like, they have got the biggest push. Like, the Rusev Day t-shirt is so popular right now, it's on back order for 2 weeks because they can't make enough to keep up with the demand.
All right. Well, because I've been watching my email inbox to see when those, you know, every 2 weeks you get that email from WWE Shop that's buy one shirt, get another one for a penny. I've been waiting for it just to hope that Rusev Day is
it's on the old Christmas shirts now. So next season you'll be getting a Finn Balor Christmas red and green shirt.
Yeah.
Because I got it for free for buying the Rusev Day shirt I wanted.
Yay!
But I mean that's pretty amazing that like Rusev, this whole Rusev Day pop for every like little story niche they've tried to give him, you know, us against them and my country, and then they had the whole Lana thing and everything that's going on. It's Rusev Day. And when you look at him, like, he is genuinely just drinking it in.
He loves it.
So excited, like, I Rusev finally
Day,
got it.
Rusev Day.
And I don't want him to lose it because he's got a whole new spirit about him.
Yep.
We've always loved Rusev for his, not only because he's a good wrestler, but for his ability to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And for him to lock onto Rusev Day and be that awesome, I'm all for it.
I love it.
So we'll get back to Xavier Woods and Aiden English.
Woods won.
Yeah, Woods won. It's a great match, and we loved it. But I'm really liking this bracket system for the U.S.
I like when they do anything like this. When they did the tag team bracket, when they do this bracket. Like, I like this kind of stuff.
And let's go off on a little tangent. When do we get to see Mojo and Zack Ryder go for their spot for the U.S. champ?
Yeah, because I think we both thought it was supposed to be this week.
Yeah.
That's what they were leaning towards. I'm guessing maybe next week?
I don't know, but I am chomping at the bit to see Mojo.
And I'm actually surprised with sort of the heat they were building between each other that they put them together, like, in the first round. Like, that they wouldn't have at least made it, like, a second round match or something. But
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll see what happens. But that's the match I'm waiting to see.
And I believe we're both pushing for Mojo on that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. We get the Riot Squad and the Welcoming Committee.
Because we got to start a new tag team name.
The Welcoming Committee comes forward. It was, like, Tamina, Natalya, not necessarily Carmella. She was, like one of the heels that came in and fell in with the welcoming committee.
Oh,
but it was
right,
the established
right.
female wrestlers when all these new ones came with like Becky Lynch, Charlotte,
that's
and all
right,
that.
That's right.
They were the welcoming committee. Basically, they were going to be the designated heels. Now, Natalya makes a great heel. The problem I have with Natalya right now is you had that temper tantrum, but yet you're just going to come back and wrestle as whoever you were.
Right, with other people. You,
and it's not Natalya
right.
that I'm upset with. I'm upset with WWE. You had a perfect opportunity to give her the chance to rebuild a character
yep.
or take it in a new direction because she is talented and probably one of the best female wrestlers out there. And yet you just are like, scrub that. We need you to wrestle.
We need you to do this.
So who didn't see the Riot Squad winning?
Of course.
So the whole time I'm watching this match, the one thing I can't get over, we talked about it in the pre-show, fucking Sarah Logan with the raccoon eyes. Like, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, why? Why would you ever look in the mirror and go, oh, yeah.
Oh, this is it. This is fucking it right
I
here.
I look like a fucking badass. No, you look like a raccoon. You look like a wild animal
yes.
that needs to be shot, put down. Like, I would call animal control if I saw you running around my backyard skinning coons.
Because you look like a coon.
Like, Sarah Logan, I don't know if I can get over on the I'm a backwoods West Virginia girl who
right.
likes to hunt and fish. You never skinned a coon. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I can get it.
I don't know about that. That's a character that I'm not.
And then she who shall not be named, what's her name? Liz. Does she even fucking wrestle?
I don't know.
She just comes out, throws her hips around. Like, I think she is the Fly Girl dancer
That's
from In Living
much, yeah,
Color
exactly.
for the Riot Squad.
She's the Rosie Perez Fly Girl dancer.
Yeah. So they wind up winning the match, and they start doing this shtick about, oh, do you believe in magic, and calling out the crowd and putting them down, and then Charlotte comes out, Mrs. Roboto, hey, Riot Squad.
You cannot do that.
Yes, we will take you down. So the best part about the whole match.
This is the best part about the whole show.
Harp music is playing. Angels are singing.
Sun shines through the arena.
Little hearts are floating around.
Butterflies everywhere.
Becky Lynch is back looking better than ever. She's wearing blue and black now. And oh my God, I love you, Becky. I'm so happy you're back. I can't wait to see you in Marine 6. And yes, it will go straight to John because I will be the one who watches it.
Yep.
And I will be giving Miz and one Becky Lynch, even a Shawn Michaels, all the accolades I can for a movie that I'm sure is not going to be awesome because it took 6 weeks to film.
It's going to be amazing because it only took six. It's that good, that concise, only took 6 weeks.
But Becky, I'm glad you're back. I hope they give you this time now to rebuild yourself so that you're just not, you know, a punching bag. You left as a contender. I want you to stay as a contender and be awesome. So I think, though, my prediction is this. I think you're looking at, with Becky Lynch and Naomi, I think you're looking at the two contenders that if one of them is to win the Royal Rumble, will be going against an Asuka. I said it.
Ooh.
And a later title contention at WrestleMania.
That would be interesting, my friend.
I can see it. I don't know how they're going to pull out, whoever wins this gets to challenge the champion for their belt. I don't know how they're going to play it out, but, oh, God.
That would be nice.
One of my dream matches is Becky Lynch against Asuka, and I think billing-wise, Asuka would obviously win, but I just think...
But you could make Becky Lynch look real strong.
I think it'd just be a great match.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to get off...
You're going to get off Becky Lynch?
But there's a part that's broken. Anyway.
Oh.
Anyway.
On to the last part. The last part of the match.
All right.
Or the last part of the show.
Sami Zayn and AJ have a really good match.
Yeah.
Like, it is a good match, good wrestling, a lot of good. You and I both agree. AJ, top of the game. He is what every wrestler needs to be. We're good with that. Sami Zayn, top of his game. He looks really good. AJ just makes him look better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the match is good. AJ Styles wins, or I'm sorry, Sami Zayn wins on a distraction by Kevin Owens where he held the ref out when AJ clearly had Sami Zayn pinned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew if Zayn was going to win the title, it was going to be something like that.
But what did we see on the sidelines? We see a Shane McMahon come out and he pushes Kevin Owens after he distracts the ref. You see Daniel Bryan trying to be the peaceful guy, and he's like, whoa, hey, you're losing it a little, Shane. So we're seeing Shane doing what's best for business.
Right.
We see Shane letting his personal emotions get involved where he doesn't like Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
They're mm-hmm. really building mm-hmm. up that tension in that whole, now it's a five-way.
Right, right.
So I like it in the fact that they're building this tension up, but I think we got to give it more time to stew. I'm going to back off on it, but at the very end of the match, you got AJ saying, you know, you two are acting like children. If you're just going to be this way, why don't you make it Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn against us? And Daniel Bryan goes, aha, that's exactly what we'll do. You, AJ, will have a handicap match against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn at Royal Rumble. So that's set.
Right, which I think is going to be interesting. Like, I mean,
I think it's going to change.
I'm sure. And I think we discussed, is it going to change because to get involved, it's going to be a AJ and Shane McMahon.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's give it another week. Let's let it stew. We'll see what develops. But you and I think, are on the same prediction where Shane McMahon will get himself in the match somehow, yeah, and it'll be a tag team.
Because he loves to get himself in matches.
So we'll see. And I mean, it's Royal Rumble. It is the beginning of the top four.
Yep.
He has to wrestle in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's going to jump off of something high.
Right. If it's not a cage match now, just wait.
I think he's going to have Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar and Kane stand on each other's shoulders.
Right,
and
he jump off the top.
Him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, makes sense.
All right, so.
That's it.
Talking about champions and all that.
Yes.
Let's get into our little game mm-hmm. where it's Gamer, Flamer, and Lamer.
Right. But we're going to do it for the whole year.
Yeah, for 2018.
2018. Who do you see as a Gamer, Flamer, Lamer of 2018? Which, if you don't know this game, as we discussed it before, and we've done it a few times, but gamers, who is getting the most pop right now? Who is, you know?
Who do we feel is going to get pushed over for the whole entire year?
Right, right.
Then who do we feel has heat where they can be the contender to that person for the entire year?
Mm-hmm.
And then who right now is at the top and ready to just go down?
Ready to just go down.
They're mm-hmm. just like, this 2018 is going to be the year where they just fizzle out.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
Why don't you go first? We'll go gamer, gamer, flamer, flamer, lamer, lamer.
I'm going to throw you a bigger curve.
Ooh!
I will take the tag teams.
Ooh!
You will take contenders to a belt.
Okay.
So, and it doesn't matter if it's Universal or if it's the heavyweight champion. Whatever you say, like, you pick one and you just be like, this is the gamer, you know, and we can easily say, and I'm just going to take this one away from you, like, AJ Styles
right.
will mm. be pop mm. and just be pushed throughout 2018.
Yeah.
We both know that. So now you got to pick somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So the gamer
mm-hmm.
and tag team right now is the Usos. I think they have play throughout 2018 because between them and the New Day, there's nothing. And New Day has enough staying power with their personality and all the shtick they do that they don't need a belt to carry over.
So that is true.
So I believe the Usos are the gamers for 2018. They are going to be the tag team that everybody strives for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd say gamer of 2018, the one who's constantly going to be on top and just stay that way, is going to be Asuka. Good like, call, I feel call. She's just good. She is going to be what all of the other women are striving to reach towards. I don't see her breaking that winning streak till maybe WrestleMania, if there, if not after it. I mean, I see that winning streak going on for the majority of the year.
All right, so we'll get into it in another episode, but we'll have to start making our predictions on who will get over and beat her.
Right, right. But we will definitely have to start that. We'll start a list.
Okay.
All right, so Flamer, who's got the heat? And we'll push that heat going.
You're going to laugh when I say this.
I probably will, but please continue.
But I think Rusev Day and the power behind it has mm-hmm. enough to keep pushing throughout most of this year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if Aiden English and Rusev play it right and they get enough buy-in from the other tag teams, they can make a move and they can take the belts from the Usos. So I'm going to say,
right.
I'm going to say Rusev and English are my
Rusev
flamers.
Day, Rusev Day.
So I really like it. So
I like
I'm
it.
I'm gonna go with that.
I like it. So there are a couple swirling around in my head.
Becky Lynch.
Well, yes,
she's always swirling.
She's always swirling around in your head. A couple that I'm thinking of, you know, and the problem I have is, you know, who has the heat as opposed to who I personally enjoy. You know, like names like Jason Jordan pop up. I don't like the Jason Jordan shtick.
Yeah, but I
think if I'm going to have to pick one, I think I'm going to say Elias.
You're going to pick Elias?
I'm
going
to pick Elias for this year.
What belt would you say he's contender for? Not heavyweight. I would give him like Intercontinental.
I would think Intercontinental.
Like, yeah, I agree.
I mean, I think they're really trying to push, you know, him against, anytime you put anybody with Cena, you know, even for just a match, like for one night.
Stop it. You can't see me. Five knuckle shuffle brushing off my shoulder.
But I feel that they're the one that he's going to have that heat going, like, and I think he really gets the crowd behind him in that whole heel singing about how every city sucks. Like,
yeah, I feel that
can go for a while, like that can keep going. And I don't see him necessarily going against Roman Reigns.
No.
You know, I think the belt's going to have to change from him to somebody else.
He's got the build for it.
Right.
Like, he's definitely a McMahon character.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I like it, and I kind of like that Lone Drifter guitarist kind of thing. I like Elias. I do. He's one of my faves right now. So I can see that.
Who are you saying for Lamer? Who needs to fizzle out in the year of 2018?
As much as I hate to say it, Breezango.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I like the whole comedic tag team kind of vignettes and that kind of stuff, but you're taking away all of the athleticism in that team. They're too campy and funny now. I want to see them on a sitcom, not in the ring.
Right, right. I mean, that Fashion Files thing is what they do best, and that's not wrestling.
Right? Yeah, but it's hilarious.
It's hilarious. I love it.
But it's not wrestling.
Yeah.
So I would say probably them. And I could put a couple more in that category.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
they're the number
pick.
One. Yeah.
Yeah. And for you, what's your lamer this year?
My pick is somebody who I've adamantly opposed since their return, which is Kane. Kane needs to go away.
I agree.
He's done.
Let me.
He needs to go be governor or mayor or whatever he was running for.
Let me put another caveat on there. How do you feel about Brock Lesnar?
It's hard because I enjoy Brock Lesnar every time he comes out because I enjoy Paul Heyman so much.
Yeah. I know I'm just running you down rabbit holes here, and it's a shotgun blast, but I want your input. You want Paul Heyman to manage more wrestlers so we get more Paul Heyman?
I don't know. Like, I like that idea, but I feel that if Paul Heyman does that, he almost needs to have like a club or a faction. Like, he needs to, like, the Paul Heyman group, you know?
Exactly.
He promotes all of these people who work together in some way.
Do you want to see, like, the days of old when we had, like, the Mouth of the South and Jim Cornette and these managers that were other characters that just built up the wrestler themselves.
Yeah, I would like that. It's hard to say who I would want on his team to sort of be with Brock Lesnar because that whole Brock Lesnar.
All right, think about it because we're going to go into it.
Of he's a, you know, he comes when he needs to. All right, I'll calm down.
All right. Think about a team for Paul Heyman because that may be a category next week.
Got it. Next week, Paul Heyman team name. And two members of the team we each come to the table with.
Okay.
All right.
I will do you one better. I'll give you Paul Heyman, who is probably the best hype man.
Yes.
I will come with a manager of my own.
Ooh.
And building his stable.
Mm.
I will take Titus O'Neil worldwide. And we will build teams to compete.
Got it.
You with Titus Heyman, worldwide, me with Titus.
Versus Paul's people.
Right. So you already have Brock.
Mm-hmm.
I already have Apollo.
Got it.
So you need to find a match for Apollo. I need to find a match for Brock.
All right. That works.
All right.
That works. Done. High five.
Oh, and you need a female.
Oh,
I have Dana Brooke.
You have Dana Brooke. Yeah.
So you need to get you a lady.
Got it.
A lady. All right. Lady. So we're obviously just pulling out what we think. We could be wrong. Let us know what you guys think.
Yeah, let us know what you think on Twitter at Take2Takedown. Let us know if you think somebody else should be a gamer, flamer, or lamer for the upcoming year.
Hit us up in our new mailbag.
New mailbag, triple teabag. We love to get teabagged. What?
Whoa.
What? Isn't that?
Slow your roll.
I mean emailed. Get emailed.
We'd love to get messages from our fans.
Right. At tripleteabag@gmail.com. You know who you are.
All right, let's get into some local events.
All right, we still have got two events coming up, big ones. We got Right Coast Pro doing their Opposite Elements coming up January 13th.
So, Right Coast Pro is coming out the gates hard.
Hard.
Right in the new year. You got Snitsky versus what's his bucket?
Mordecai.
Yeah, who cares about Mordecai?
It's going to be Snitsky again. Yeah,
but we love us some Snitsky.
We do.
We liked him. You can't say his name.
I can't say his name, but I love him.
I loved him in the WWE. I like him with Right Coast Pro. I think he's a really good fit. I'm really amazed with all the stuff Right Coast is coming out with now.
Yeah. And then we got our favorite match that we're also looking forward to.
Wait.
What?
I need to put this in.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, on Twitter, I was talking to some of the people on Right Coast Pro, and they were, I don't know if they were promoing or just showing off some of the greatest sweatshirts I have seen.
Oh, yes.
And I told the person, I'm like, that's awesome. We need two.
Yeah.
I wasn't kidding.
No. No, if you need our address, email us. We'll give it to you.
Like, I went to the Right Coast Pro website, and I'm probably an idiot because I was looking for these sweatshirts, and I don't know how to buy them. But
I don't know nothing.
Take my money.
Take it.
I want that sweatshirt.
Take it and give me sweatshirts.
So let's get back into the match that we're looking for. The Baldwins versus the Crazy Kids.
Yes. Harry M. Baldwin and his brother.
Yeah.
Versus the stupid Crazy Kids.
We hate you, Crazy Kids.
We hate you, Crazy Kids Incorporated.
We don't really.
We don't.
Kids Incorporated. You and I are the only ones that are going to get that one.
K-I-D-S-O.
That's where Fergie came from, kids. That's where Fergie started. Anyway, we don't really hate the Crazy Kids. As a matter of fact,
we just love the Baldwin brothers.
Yeah. Right Coast Pro just has a lot of talent right now, a lot of up-and-comers, and we're huge fans of Harry M. Baldwin.
We are.
The technician, or the modern definition of a ring technician, how can you not love that guy?
It's amazing. I love it.
So the Baldwin brothers are going to roll over the Crazy Kids.
Roll
over
them. We know that. You want to get your tickets to go see it on January 13th, go to rightcoastpro.com. You can buy your tickets there. We also got the Maryland Championship Wrestling event.
Sweatshirts.
Don't forget us, Right Coast Pro.
Sweatshirts, Right Coast Pro. I will pimp that thing all over.
Address is under Vince McMahon's house.
Yeah. Just write that on the envelope. It's fine.
It's fine. They'll find us.
Yeah.
Pizza delivery finds us all the time.
So wait a minute. Tickets. Go to rightcoastpro.com.
Right.
And you can get your tickets there. It's in the Delaware area. Guys, if you have not seen a Right Coast production, you are missing out. It's some of the best stuff we've watched. And, I mean, just fun. And literally fun for the whole family. So get yourself in there. And the one thing else I want to plug is if you get to see a Right Coast production with the Jason Wilson Experience in it, that much better.
That much better.
So get into some Maryland Championship Wrestling in Joppa.
In Joppa, Maryland. That's coming on January 20th. They're The Emergence.
The Emergence.
All right, where they're basically going to show off a whole bunch of local talent here, bring in some from around the East Coast, showcase them a lot. It's their big one to showcase sort of new faces that you don't see a lot of time. So it's a good one. You want to go check it out, mcwprowrestling.com. You can buy some tickets for that and go see them on January 20th. All right, and then we have our moment of, and I'm going to steal this from you.
Ooh, take it.
Because I know how much this annoys you.
Oh, no.
Our moment of is just going to be Woke and Matt Hardy laughing.
Oh, God.
You're welcome, folks.
I am the omniscient ghost that haunts your dreams. And once Abaddon's powers are no more, I will delete you.
You know what, folks? You're just lucky I didn't put that on a 15-minute loop just to annoy John.
For that.
Right?
For that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going table, ladder, chairs. I'm bringing you in the ring. I'm slamming you through a table. Then I'm going to set up another table.
Right.
Put a table on top of that.
Right.
I will pick your fat carcass up.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I will lift it over my head and throw you through those two tables.
Yep.
Then I'm going to take a folding chair.
Uh-huh.
Climb up a 6-foot ladder.
Up the ladder. Okay.
I'm going to bring it straight down on your throat.
Straight down the throat.
Straight down on the throat. I'm going to crush your larynx and you will not be able to speak or laugh like him ever again.
That seems a little harsh.
No. It's
but,
called for and but, necessary.
But, you know, I can't say I didn't ask for it.
You're horrible.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen.
Love you.
I need something to make me happy.
All right, so let's talk about the people we love.
I'm going to talk about the people I love and you'll just sit there and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Your dumb woken ass.
Yep.
All right, Jason Wilson, I love you. I love you. Resolution Alley, we love you. The music you made us is awesome. And we're looking forward to some great stuff out of you for 2018. Freddie B, our hype man, we love him.
We love him. We'll probably get some new intros for him for this year coming up.
He owes us.
He does. He does.
He owes us for the fact that we just keep making him do stuff for us.
Exactly. And remember, if you want to email us, we have our new mailbag segment that will debut next week with our new emails, tripletbag@gmail.com.
Just spell out the word
triple. Spell out the word triple, letter T, bag@gmail.com. All right, we will discuss whatever emails we get. Like we said, wrestling, non-wrestling, life advice. We're here for you.
Boudoir.
Boudoir advice.
And boudoir. And we will talk to you like a fresh lover. You can hit us up on Twitter at @take2takedown, all one word. Two is spelled with two O's.
And remember, any of those holiday gifts you didn't get that you wanted, including WWE things, because they're available there, go on to our link to Amazon.com. Through the Take Two podcast, you can go on there, click on the menu, click on the Amazon link, buy everything that you wanted and didn't get. We get that little kickback from it.
And it goes to feed homeless seal.
Right, that's what I meant. We don't get a kickback. Use that money to buy wrestling figures for children. We're buying
gift cards to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Bitch. Man. You want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings next?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
All right.
Wing it up. Wing it up. Thanks for joining us, guys. We'll see you next week. Peace.
How many times are we going to wave our hand in front of our face thinking that the radio, the
you podcast... You can't see me, podcast.
Podcast listeners are going to see us. Yeah, I'm going straight radio voice today.
We're going NPR.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi. I'm talking about pro wrestling?
Wrestling.
Have you tried my sweaty balls?
Ooh, sweaty balls. I just put one in my mouth. I'm rolling your sweaty ball on my tongue right now. It's delicious.
It's delicious.
Oh. What is that? Chocolatey taste.
That's a little special chocolate starfish I put on all of them.
Ooh. Ooh. It's on my lips right now. Got a little chocolate starfish on my lips. Hold on, everybody. I'm getting excited. Ooh.
Ooh. People have told me they love the mouthfeel of my sweaty balls.
I can't believe we're doing old SNL shtick.
We might as well just go upstairs and just be like, making cocktails.
You peaced out? I was like, I got
nothing.
This has been a production of WTTP Take Two Podcast. WTTP. WTTP.
WTTP. WTTP Podcast.
WTTP Podcast.
WTTP Podcast.
WTTP. WTTP.
WTake2Podcast.
WTake2Podcast.